So many dry cleaners have closed. Queen's laundromat owner Dimitri Vassiadis, who does dry cleaning too through another business in Bayside, says the dry cleaners that had money and resources behind them were the only ones who could last. Here's what happened.
The wholesaler that we use, really nice guy, knows his stuff, knows everything about carrying, about clothes and fabrics and stain removal, exactly what you want from, you know, your dry cleaner. And in our area, he basically was able to absorb the customers from about three dry cleaners that closed. They just couldn't support their business post-pandemic. So now he's surpassing the numbers pre-pandemic.
And he was a good operator to start with, and that's why he's the one who lasted.
Correct.
He says dropping off for cleaning and drying and folding is their most profitable business, but they're now building a pickup and return business around new condos in Long Island City. I'm Joe Connolly, WCBS 880 News.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.